Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it. Welcome to Rocks Talks. Ooh, let me get closer. Sorry about that. Welcome to Rocks Talks. My name is Roxanne Wilson, and it is good to see you all this morning. I didn't want to turn on the light in my room because it was a little yellow. So we're going with this light as the sun is slowly coming out. Listen, today is the 21st of March. Hope you're enjoying spring. And this is what we're going to cover. Are you ready for this? Boom, boom, boom. First of all, we got to talk about the dogs because the most popular dog has been named. Do you think you know what it is? I can tell you it's not a Yorkie, so I'm not that pleased, but we'll talk about it. Also, we're going to talk about, I took notes again because sometimes you've got to do that. And here we go. We're going to talk about the dogs. We're also going to talk about Uber and Lyft and the way they love to just stranglehold cities to leave if they don't get their way. We're talking about a happiness study that came out. Are you happy? And how happy do you think we are in the U.S. compared to most countries? Curious to know what you think. By the way, thank you for the new subscriber. I saw that subscription came through today. Appreciate you so much. Okay, and then we're also going to discuss, I think that is everything. Oh, some interesting things about what today means in the world of today. Oh, we got to talk about Sunset, Selling Sunset. In fact, I think we'll talk about that first because that shocked me. And I was sending it to people and some people were like, wait, who is she again? And I just thought that is so interesting because my how times have changed. If you watch Selling Sunset on Netflix, you know that it's first started out with someone as the villain named Christine. And Christine was on for a few seasons. I want to say she was on for three, maybe four. They've snuck in some seasons. Power to them. Maybe three seasons. And then she left. And pretty much I think her fans and her thought, the show's not going to make it when I leave. The show has done really well. I love the show. I've watched every season. Anyhow, with Christine, she was always like larger than life with like her looks and with her style, I should say, and whatnot, and her behavior. And she, well, the show really is in general. But what's interesting is she got married and they showed her marriage, her wedding on air. And she was also pregnant and had a baby on the show. Sadly, news broke yesterday that her husband was arrested for, I don't want to say, should I say domestic violence? I think that's what it was specifically. I want to get the words right. But he was arrested. All we know right now, let me see if I can find it. All we know right now, I want to be very particular about what I'm going to say, but I'm just going to say what I think. That's how I do this. Is this. He was arrested in the bathroom, by the way. I saw the pictures. That is the fact. He and Christine were fighting. And at some point, he picked up a bag that had a glass bottle in it, threw it at her, but missed her and hit his two-year-old child. They called the police because, of course, they were worried about the child. Child didn't end up going into the ambulance, but they did end up arresting him. What the heck is going on there in the perfect life? And it's a little reminder, I think, as well, too, that things aren't always perfect as they seem. I hope she's okay. I hope they get it worked out and fixed up and get her and her son safe. But that was wild. I thought, I was like, what? That is wild. P.S. And by the way, today in 2006 was when Twitter first came out. May it rest in peace. Can you believe that? 2006. That's almost 20 years ago. Time has been flying in the social media land. I also think it's of note that NSYNC released their third studio album today in 2000. And it was No Strings Attached, which had the song, You May Hate Me, But There Ain't No Lie, Baby. Bye, bye, bye. Might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie. I'm a little bit annoyed, it ain't no lie, with the results that came out on the American Kennel Club announced their most popular breeds of 2023. Now, I wouldn't be annoyed if the Yorkie was on the top. You know, I have two Yorkies. One is very, she's doing something back there. You can see it right there. The French Bulldog was number one again. And I'm not surprised because Frenchies are everywhere. So I get it. I appreciate that. I just don't understand why Yorkies weren't in the top one, top 10 even. Top 10, I'm going to just read it to you. Went French Bulldog. And I would love to know, put in the comments, do you have any of these dogs I'm going to be listing off in the top 10? Let me know. French Bulldog's number one. Number two was Labrador Retriever. Number three was Golden Retriever. Number three was German Shepherd. Number four was Poodle. Like, really, people? Number five was a Dachshund, a Beagle, right? Beagle. Or Wiener Dog. It is not called a Dachshund. Number seven was, or Sean, was a Bulldog. Poor Bulldog is like, my French cousin is more popular than I am. It's like French fries and just fries. Sorry. Number eight was if number eight was the Beagle, then what is a Dachshund? Oh, wait, a Wiener Dog is different than a Beagle. Yeah, that makes sense. Number nine is a Rottweiler. Do you see all the names of these dogs that I'm listing off and none of them are Yorkie? Like, I'm not understanding this. Number 10 was the German short-haired pointer. Now we're just being rude. Number 11 was the Pembroke Welsh Corgi. I know Corgis are popular. I don't want to berate or I don't want to disparage any Corgis. I just don't understand them. I don't understand them. Kind of like a Wiener Dog. I don't understand. Your legs are too small for your body. That's got to hurt. And it does. And it does cause problems. Number 12 was the Australian Shepherd. All of these over my damn dog. What the heck? Number 13, finally, was the Yorkshire Terrier. God bless a terrier for being calm enough to be way down there on the list. Any of the dogs I listed, were they your dogs? Even if I made fun of your corgi. Seriously, I'd love to know. The bottom, because if you're not at the top, you're at the bottom. Get a load of this. List of 200. All right, here's the bottom five. I don't even know how to pronounce this. Belgian Le Quinois. Do you have one? Tell me more. Awakahwax. Again, don't know how to pronounce it. Oh, I know this one. And place 197 was the Grand Basset. I don't know that one. Griffon. Vendine. These names. 198 was the Norwegian Lundhund, 199 was the English Foxhound. I can pronounce that, poor thing. And in 200, maybe we'll get it up the list this next year, was the Sloughi. What the heck does a Sloughi look like? We might have to look that up. I have no idea. If you live in Minnesota, and I know some of you do, hey, Julie, Minnesota, interestingly enough, is maybe saying bye, 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 speaking of the song, to, or Minneapolis specifically, to Uber and Lyft. Now, this happens often. Where Uber and Lyft, where the city tends to want something, any city in the country, and says, hey, Uber and Lyft, you're going to have to do background checks or FBI checks on your people. They don't like it. And they're like, we're leaving. And they've left. I was in Austin at least once when they had this coup d'etat going on. I don't know how many times they've done it. But the city council passed something saying that these companies must pay their drivers at least $1.40 per mile, 51 cents per mile, and $5 per ride. So they must at least get I don't understand it completely. 51 cents per minute. I'm like, these M's. So I need my glasses. I should put them on. So interestingly enough, they're saying you need to pay them 51 cents per minute, $1.40 per mile, and $5 per ride. Those are the minimums. Well, you know who doesn't like that? Oh, and if the rider cancels, the driver should get 80% of the cancellation fee. You know who doesn't like that very much? Uber and Lyft. They said, not going to do it. We don't like that. We're going to leave on May 1st when it comes into effect. Now, I don't know how much they get paid typically. I really don't. These numbers sound reasonable to me, but Lyft and Uber, they have a stronghold and they say that's not happening. So now the city council is actually considering changing. How far they've come. In the past, cities would like put their foot down and they would have a little like battle for at least a little while. Minneapolis is already thinking about changing it, which I think is interesting. I think that Lyft and Uber almost have a monopoly in some ways, don't they? You don't like us, then we're leaving. Of course, that's going to, not only is it a burden for everyone who lives there, but also for the workers who do want money. But at the same time, are you paying them enough? Because on, what was it, February 14th? There was some type of strike, I shouldn't say strike, protest, because they were saying, hey, we need to be paid more. So I don't know the ins and outs of it. I'll tell you this. I don't like Uber. I don't, Although I say I'm going to get an Uber, I don't do Uber. Uber was dead to me after the CEO of Uber, the founder of Uber, was so rude to his Uber driver. It was caught on tape. And then also just the way he's treated women in his company. Now, I don't know if that those things have changed, but at that point I had a decision to make and I was like, I don't have to use Uber. I have Lyft. And so I've used Lyft ever since. Just saying. So it's interesting to see what will happen there. I don't know. Minneapolis with Love is Blind being filmed. You might need those Ubers and Lyfts. You might need to stay. I don't know. You might have to figure it out. Are you happy? Do you think America is happy? I feel like that's a trick question. Depends on the day, right? The question, do you think America's happy? There's a happiness survey that comes out every year. And it came out. And guess what? Maisie, stop. Sorry, every episode. We are not happy. In fact, we dropped. We were number 7, and now we're number 13 on the happiness scale. So what's going on there, you ask? Well, what's interesting, so we're no longer, wait. Did I get the number right? No, I got it wrong. Excuse me. We were 15 last. No, let me get this right. Okay, in Gallup's poll. Maisie, stop. You're distracting me by eating my packages. Those are not for food. You're good. I fed you. Okay, happiness survey comes out. World happiness survey. Stop it. And we fell to 23. We're not in the top 10. Okay, we're down from 15. We're 15 last year. Now we're 23. So what is going on? That's out of 143 countries. Why are we down? We're down, they say, because of Gen Z. And I don't know, are we just always blaming things on Gen Z? I'm just kind of curious. So we're over blaming the millennials. I guess we're not. Okay. Millennials are Gen Y. Gen Z would be the younger ones. We're blaming them now. We're blaming these kids that are 15 to 24 on our happiness scale. What is happening? Apparently, the issue is their happiness is low in America's. Americans that are 30 and younger ranked 62nd in terms of well-being. They're worried about their future is what it comes down to. Money concerns, loneliness, anxiety. They're worrying about a lot. Man, when I was that age, what was I worrying about? I wasn't worried about money. I was worrying about, like, am I going to find a guy? Sometimes in that age group, I was worried about what outfit am I going to wear from Forever 21 to go out to the bars? Why are they worrying so much? I'm curious why they're feeling this heaviness. And it's kind of, it's a little sad. Like, what's going on that they're feeling this? I do think, I think we can all agree that anxiety is up. Some might say, is anxiety up or are we defining it more now? Hold on, Maisie. Absolutely not. I told you no. I don't know. I don't know, but I think anxiety is actually truly up. So why is it up? I have my theories. And some of it has to do with what we eat, I'll be honest with you. We eat things that I think mess us up. We talked last week about how super processed foods mess with your anxiety and your feelings, and I'm sure that's true. Why do girls get periods way sooner now than we did back in the day? They don't need that. Sometimes our body does, like, you look at things that happen in society, and it's like survival of the fittest, and things happen because you need it. We adapt. There's no reason that a child at 12 needs to get her period, right? It's not like we're in a society where, like, oh yeah, we start having babies at 12 or 15. That is not the norm. So why? I think it's the hormones and the stuff we're putting in our bodies. That's just me going on a little my feeling, okay? But they do say that part of it is less face-to-face socialization. I'm sure that's true. They're hanging out in their phones a lot more. And they suspect that social media has not, of course, you can blame things on social media, but I get it. It's just, what are we going to do about it? I don't know the answer to that. If you're wondering why I'm looking down, it's because the dog, the pooch. And we need a happier note to end on, but I will say this, I don't know if it's happier, but Kate Middleton, We got to give you an update there. I've got to give you an update. So it turns out that the hospital that Kate Middleton was at, which is like the hospital the royals go to, King Charles was there at the same time, there was some type of security breach with her medical records. And they're like, who on earth could do that? I'm like, could it be TMZ? I'm not blaming TMZ. It could be anyone, literally anyone, any news outlet in the world. It could be any person in the world. I'm sure it's multiple people, but apparently there's been some type of data breach. I'm just saying, not that it's right. Okay, I know it's not right, but I want to know what it says. I do. It's not right. You should not do. But since it's been leaked, if it was successfully leaked, I don't know if it was, could you tell us what it said? Asking for a friend. Very curious. Okay, so other than that, I'm going today. I told you I was going to do something kind of fun today. I am headed to Row House. They've invited me to come and take a class. I'm going to document it. So I'll have to give you the 401 tomorrow. Row House is a rowing studio. So you think about like Pilates and you think about yoga and all these things and all things you've been doing, trampoline. Rowing is a low impact type of workout that you can do, kind of HIIT workout. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm a little nervous about it. I think I need to take off my ring because I think it's going to hurt. So I'm going to wear my silicone ring, just me getting ready. So I'm going to run off and do that. My sister's going to come with me. I'll give you the full 411, but that will be fun. Also, if you are looking for some more knowledge about YouTube, you just want to get your feet wet. You're like, I'm not trying to be the next YouTube star, but I do want to know how to maximize YouTube or at least repurpose what I'm already putting out in YouTube. Please go ahead and take a look at my website, rockstalks.co, and you'll see, when you scroll, you'll see a calendar. The events, the workshops I have going on are going to be there, and you can sign up for them. I'd love to see you there. Lots of fun things happening around, it's not Friday yet. No, it's not. So I'll get to see you tomorrow, which I'm excited about. I'm going to let you go today. We talked about a lot of different things. I'd love to know what you're interested in, what your thoughts are, and all that jazz. All right. Go be great. Bye, everybody.